Let's talk a little bit about our Fremont Business Spotlight with Christine Torres with the Fremont Area Chamber.
Hello,
would you like to introduce your guest? Or
absolutely. So I have today with me Alexandra Suna. She goes by Alex.
Yeah, Alex, welcome. Nice to have you here with the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Hi, Alex.
Yeah. Hello. So is this still, I mean, we all know the holidays is a time when there's bells ringing. There's all kinds of activity. Is this still a busy time of the year now?
Yeah, right now we're getting ready for our summer programs that are going to be coming up. We have lots of camps that we do for in the Western Plains Camp. It's in Sioux, I got to get this right.
Either Sioux City?
Sioux City.
Okay.
I know you guys have a Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
There's lots of summer camps going on that are going to be coming up soon.
Oh, that's cool.
As well as we get our Vacation Bible School, which is a just 1 week kind of thing, 5 days for the kids to come learn, have fun, do crafts, kind of get out, you know, outside, do some fun things that we're going to be doing as well. So we're just getting, you know, prepped and ready for our summer to start
coming.
Yeah.
Good,
that's awesome.
Good. Yeah. A lot of folks, I don't know if they forget about Salvation Army now and think, okay, holidays are coming, but you're
busy.
Active year round.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, we are. We are a church, so every Sunday we are open at 10:45 for our program on Sunday, as well as our social services. We are a hygiene pantry. There is a lot of food pantries here in Fremont.
Yeah.
And so we kind of wanted to do
tell me more.
That hole.
That's pretty awesome.
Into opening up, saying, you know, there's food here, but there's nothing that they can get, some shampoo, some soap, some deodorant that sometimes, you know, their money runs out.
You know,
food is now so expensive that they just, you know, need that extra help. So we decided, let's do a hygiene pantry where they can come get this stuff. And so we got a lot of response from the community, too. One that was really, really cute and nice was Don Peterson Real Estate. They did like a baby shower.
Awesome.
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's cool.
They did
cool.
like a baby shower. But what they did is they brought diapers and shampoo and stuff that you would bring it to a baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought it to our hygiene so that now we can help even mothers that are like,
oh,
I don't have any shampoo for our kids. I don't have any diapers. And so now they can come to our hygiene pantry and saying, they need this. We can provide for them and help them in that situation.
Oh.
So our hygiene pantry has been a good response to the community.
Is there anything you need right now in the pantry?
We're always looking for it to refill. You know, it gets used, and so we start to run out. And so we're always looking for donations of shampoo, conditioner, shower gel, deodorant, razors, things that you usually you use day to day.
Toothpaste.
Toothbrushes, diapers, wipies.
We'll have to
shampoo.
Now put that in our Costco trip, guys.
And there we go.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so all the hygiene, we always are looking for donations because it gets used, so we run out. And
absolutely.
So definitely always looking for that. As well as our Mondays is we started a youth program. And so it is called character building. So back then, at least when I was a kid, we had home economics. So we learned how to like cook, sew, that kind of stuff that you don't use, like they don't use that now in school. So character building is kind of that, these life skills that these kids are learning so that they can, you know, use it. I had a student back when I was in California that she would call me. She's like, "Hey, guess what? I sold my pants." And I remember from that character building. She's now in college.
Aww, that's good.
And so those life skills are, I'm really good at now balancing my check because there you go. They now how to balance that stuff. And they get a little badge with it. So it's kind of like, you can say like a Boy Scout, but with a little bit of Jesus in it.
Yeah,
and so they're gaining a little badge and they learn life skills that they need when they go to college, you know.
And
when,
it's rewarding.
Yeah, like it is. They love it too because they like start to feel their
little bit of independence.
Yeah. And they're like, I got this for this. I got this for this. So they love it.
Is the youth group full or are you still open for more?
Yes, we are always open for more. Right now we have up to about 15 to 17 kids that we get on a regular basics. So from 6 to 7, we give them like a dinner. We do it family style. So we have like a long table like this. We all sit together.
Okay.
We all talk. We all, you know, have a great time. Then from 7 to 8 is the program in which we'll do the class. Then after that, they have free time. We've cleaned up our gym, and they love playing basketball.
Oh.
They do like games, volleyball, and all that stuff too.
Good, good. You also have a women's ministry, is that right?
Yes, we have a women's ministry, and this women's ministry is awesome because they have kind of like a basic thing that they kind of focus on, and that's in service. So they do community work. They go out there. Wow. We've gone to the shelter, played games. We've done right now for February, we did Valentine's cards. We went out there, did Valentine's cards because sometimes mm-hmm. they can't afford those things. We're like, all right, let's sit down. Let's make some Valentine's cards for your teacher, for your kids in the classroom. And so they'll do service. They have fellowship time where they'll go out together and talk with each other, communicate, you know, stuff about moms, things about also grandmas. And so they do that as well as worship, and they do an education. So we'll have a guest speaker come and try to like educate us in some kind of thing. This coming up week, we're going to be having a Tai Chi class.
Nice.
And so she's going to give us a little lesson. It is from the YMCA. They're going to come volunteer and give us a class. So we get next week, we're going to be learning Tai Chi. So that's going to be fun. Some nice, good exercises to learn. Yeah.
When is that?
Yeah.
So that is Wednesdays at from 7 to 8. So it's every Wednesday from 7 to 8. 1 hour.
Okay. Great.
That's great.
And anybody can come?
Yes. Any women? Women.
Don't have to
all the women.
Register. Yep.
No, they don't have to register
Just
anything.
Show up.
Just show up.
Show up.
Okay. It is at our location, at our church, in our offices. And so it is on Wednesdays from 7 to 8. And our youth program is from Mondays from 6 to 8.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Getting back to the holiday season, I know the red kettles. Are red kettles actually available now?
There is one that we do for the summertime. So we have one time in the summer that we do go out there. Usually sometimes it can be at the parade Fremont that we've done before. We've also done, it's called the Moo Fremont that we've done.
Fremont Moo.
The baseball games, we've done that too. So you'll see us here and there sometimes when they've asked us to come out saying, hey, would you guys like to come out? And then we can help with, give you guys some donations.
Nice.
So if you guys want us to come out in the summer, give us a ring and we can go out there. And, you know, it's a great support too that people are still wanting to donate even through the summertime. So, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the Angel Tree and adopted families.
Yeah, Angel Tree was really awesome. We've had lots of people that come in and they'll fill out an application. They have to come down, sit down with us, fill out an application, and we will get the whole family, because just in case that we don't get sponsors to adopt the whole family,
sure,
we do try to at least get the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a program that we get help for Christmas time. Some of these parents are low-income families that can't afford Christmas gifts throughout the holidays. And so we want to be able to help and provide for them. You know, they don't have to say it comes from us. They can say it comes from Santa Claus, for mommy and daddy, whatever.
Yeah.
We just want to be able to give them so that they can have a good Christmas time. And so they'll come in, fill out the application. Then after that, we'll get some information from the kids saying what's their favorite color, what's their favorite character, and write it down. And we post it in different places. We'll put it on a little card. You can put it on Christmas trees. You can bring it, pass it around into your office.
Okay.
And so a lot of people have done it that way. And then some people have just called because they want to get the whole family. So that is mm-hmm. our adopted family program, that they come in and they said, no, we want to get gifts for everyone, this whole family. So we try to put some of those really hard cases that are like, you know, their house burned down, or dad mm-hmm. just died and you know, they're struggling, mom's just trying to get by. And so we'll get those cases, we'll put them to the side, so that when we get sponsors calling in and they say, I want to get a whole family, and you know, what family is right now in need, mm-hmm. we can say, hey, this case is right now going through this, and this is how you can help.
Sure.
And so yeah, so that is our adopted family program and our Angel Tree as well.
Good, good deal. I know that building at 707 North I has been there for quite a while.
Yeah.
So probably need some improvements.
Yes. We have been trying to clean up, wash up, kind of make it look, you know, nice and new, but there is some damages sometimes, and things start to, as you know, years go and stuff, need new repainting and everything. And we've reached out to the community. We've had some schools come out. They helped us to clean downstairs in the basement, which wasn't being used for a good while, and now we're using those classrooms.
We have nice.
A room,
yes.
like a game room, really which was cool. really nice. A room where we do like some of our lessons for our character building. And we have one room that is they're clean and ready to be used. And we have some instruments, but we don't have any music teachers. And so I don't have that gift of music. And singing is not even at all, not even close there. And so, you know, we're trying to seek out a music teacher and trying to, like, someone that maybe has been retired or knows and wants to give time. We also have some, like, ukuleles there, too, that can be used, and we would love for kids to learn. It's being used in a lot of schools now, too, instead of, you know, the flute that they used to use. Ukulele is now an instrument that is really easy to use, and kids are wanting to use it because it comes close to guitar.
Right.
And so that room is there and available. We're just looking and seeking out for that person that has that gift that can teach you maybe kids and want to be able to give their time and teaching kids, because I know some kids are just hungry of learning, just wanting, especially music, too. Because some of these kids, I hear them in youth groups, they're singing, you know, Taylor Swift, or they're doing, you know, dances. And I'm like, wow, we have so many kids that, like, artistic. And so, yeah, that we want to be able to give them, because that's, you know, how what they are gifted in. And so we want to be able to have that so they can shine.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. If someone wants to donate or help out in some way, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Is at our location. And so it is at our office, and they can always call, they can come in. The donations that we do ask for are mostly the hygiene ones.
Okay.
Since we're not a food pantry, we're not also a thrift store, so we don't accept clothes and anything else. We don't have space.
Sure.
And we're a very small location, so we don't have any space for that. But we have connected with Thriftology that has helped us, and we ask, you know, oh, there's this location here. Plus, if people come in and they're saying, I need a suit, you know, I have a job coming
up,
you know, we say, okay, let us contact. And we've contacted Thriftology before, and they've been a big help, too. And so that's who, like, we'll just kind of reference, give
here,
you can go here.
Yeah.
We have a big list of places we've connected with, or places we know about. And so we're kind of just like a little network place that they can come in, and they need something, we know how kind of how to where do they can turn to.
Yeah.
Do you want to give them the address and the phone number?
Yes. It is our address is 707 North I Street, and our phone number is 402. Let me get this.
721. I got it. 0930. I've known it for like 20 years. So
there you go. When you use your cell phone a lot, you start to forget and start not to memorizing those numbers.
I know. You just hit, Salvation Army. Boom.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. And it's easy.
Alex, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. That's Alex Ozuna. Your official title, Lieutenant. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Christine, I know you got a busy schedule.
Yes. You guys, March is so busy, but good. We love being busy bees at the chamber. So yeah, tonight we have Business After Hours at Pinnacle. It is St. Patty's theme, so come in green. I totally missed the mark this morning while getting dressed. But we would love to have you guys, and feel free to reach out to the chamber. We are at 421-427-12641, and my name is Christine Torres.
Thank you. You appreciate people RSVPing for
absolutely,
those, don't you?
Absolutely, please RSVP, so that way we kind of give a head count and know what to expect in regards to food and drinks, and we're a good time.
Yeah, I also want to highlight tomorrow, Fremont Area United Way is doing that event for the anniversary of the flood over at Milady.
Yeah, so super excited. We'll also be there at the event. So
good deal.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see
all
you again.
Yes, thank you guys for having us.
Thank you.
Alex.